今天是实在一个很特别的日子。
Today is a special day.
因为你会听到一种你从未听过的，或者你听过你不明白的语言来跟你传讲神的话语。
Today you're going to hear a very strange language that you may not have heard very often, as of today's sermon.
我们教会实在一个很美丽的教会。
We're a very beautiful church.
我几乎这里大部分的人我都可以讲到你的名字。
Most people here, I can probably name each one of you.
讲句老土啲嘅说话咧，我几乎好多人我系睇住佢大。
Many people or many of you here, I have seen you growing up.
或者我教过你主日学。
Or I have maybe taught you in the Sunday school.
或者你细个嘅时候，我见到你嚟嘅时候，我叫你过嚟抱抱。
Maybe when you were young, I would call. When I call you, you would come and would try to hug you.
我在喺度谂紧，我哋教会实在系一个好蒙福嘅教会。
We're a very blessed church.
我哋有唔同年纪嘅人。
We have different age groups.
我哋有来自海峡两岸唔同地方嘅人。
We also have people from two different parts of the ocean.
我哋有唔同讲唔同语言嘅人喺我哋当中。
We also have people from speaking different languages.
所以当我见到 Nathan 传道同我用中文讲波波你好嘅时候，我觉得真系好 amazing.
When Nathan talked to me in Chinese, saying, "Uncle, how are you today?"
我哋有圣经嘅话，我哋希望大家真系好似攞碗筷一样嘅，我哋打开我哋嘅圣经。
If you have a Bible, that you should treat it just kind of like your thing that you should have in your hand. That's open your Bible.
我哋打开我哋嘅圣经，新约圣经《路加福音》嘅第十章。
Let's open the Bible to Luke chapter 10.
呢一度咧有一个耳熟能详嘅故事。
Here it talks about a parable.
呢一个故事咧，大家咧都会好熟悉。
This parable is a story that we're very familiar with.
我哋一听到呢个故事嘅时候，我哋就会谂起呢一个嘅撒玛利亚人。
Here, once we hear about this parable, we would remind ourselves about the Good Samaritan.
呢个撒玛利亚人，佢帮助人嗰个精神，我哋时时都会记得。
The attitude that this Good Samaritan has reminds us every day.
喺香港咧，有一个帮助人叫人唔好自杀嘅组织，叫做防止自杀嘅组织。
There is a ministry in Hong Kong actually helping people not to commit suicide. It is a ministry.Basically, it's an anti-suicide.
当一个人要想自杀嘅时候咧，佢就会揾呢一个撒玛利亚防止自杀会。
So, if someone really want to commit suicide, they will come to this ministry about the Good Samaritan anti-suicide.
路加医生喺呢度嘅十三节嘅经文里边。
Here in the book of Luke, 13 verses talks about.
在这里呢，他讲了不单只是一个比喻。
Here not only he talks about a parable.
里面有两个很重要的人物。
There's also two very important people.
大家打开圣经你一定知道，第一个就是那个律法师。
Here the two very important people that was mentioned, you know the first one is the teacher.
他说明是律法师，他对律法一定是非常之熟悉的了。
So here the priest, he's very familiar.So he would know the Bible very clearly and understand it very well.
第二个重要的人物就是主耶稣基督他自己。
The second character in this parable is the Jesus Christ himself.
于是乎呢，他之间有一些对答。
Here there is a communication between the two.
我们分两段的对答来去看。
Let's talk about these two communication back and forth, about these two people.
他们的形式都很相似。
Their understanding is also very similar.
这个律法师他先提出一个问题。
Here the expert in the law raised a question first.
然后耶稣基督没有回答他的问题。
But Jesus Christ really did not answer his question directly.
当你留意看圣经的时候，耶稣基督是反问他一个问题。
Here Jesus actually counter questioned this expert.
然后呢，个答案呢由律法师他自己讲出来。
The answer was actually given by this expert.
然后耶稣基督去肯定他的答案。
And then Jesus confirmed his answer.
我们来看看第一个回合的问题。
Let's talk about the first round.
这个律法师来到耶稣的面前。
The expert came in front of Jesus.
在第25节那里讲，他说，夫子啊，我要做什么才可以承受到永生呢？
Here in verse 25, teacher, he asks, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus Christ did not tell him that you need to do anything to have the eternal life. So the Jesus counter-questioned him.
他說,律法裡面怎樣寫的呢?
So what is written in the law?
啊,這個律法師立刻懂得答啊。
Now, this expert in law actually knows the answer, so he responded.
他就拿回舊約聖經裡面那個最大的律法來講給耶穌聽。
So he went to the Old Testament and responded with the verse that was mentioned in the Old Testament.
他說你要盡心、盡性、盡力、盡意去愛主你的神,其次的就愛鄰舍好像愛自己一樣。
So he responded in verse 27, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbors as yourself.
耶稣说, Bingo, 你答的是,
yes, Jesus confirmed his answer.
你就这样去做吧。
And he just told him, you just go do it likewise.
在这段回答里面,
here, during this conversation, that we see a special thing here.
似乎律法师他是明知故问。
So you know the expert in law actually know the answer, but he still wanted to ask the question to Jesus anyway.
但主耶稣点出一样很重要的东西。
But Jesus Christ pointed out something that's very important.
亦都值得我们去反省的。
And also led us to also remind and examine ourselves.
你知道你有没有去做呢?
Do you know that, did you go do it or not?
Okay. 你知道你有没有去真的去实行呢?
You need to know that you must really go do it.
这个是里面的第一个重要的信息。
Here, this is the second important thing in our life.
有很多时候我们知道一些东西。
Sometimes we know something.
在我们的头脑里面。
Sometimes in our head.
但是我们没有去行出来。
But we did not go do it.
在第二个回合的问题里面,我们又来看一下了。
So in the second round of the conversation.
Second round of the conversation 不是空白的。
The second round is not empty.
第二个回合里面的问题是这样问的。
In the second round, here's the question. Here are the questions.
他说,哪一个是我的邻舍呢?
He asked, who is my neighbor?
于是耶稣基督没有直接先回答他。
So again, Jesus Christ did not respond back to him directly.
他首先讲一个比喻。
So he first talked about a parable.
就是你们耳熟能详的那个比喻。
So this is the parable about the Samaritan.
他就说了,耶稣基督就这样说。
So Jesus Christ said this.
他说有一个人从耶路撒冷要去耶利哥城。
So there is one person who wants to go to Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是在以色列地里面一个高的地方。
Jerusalem is a very, has a very high altitude place in Israel.
耶利哥是一个很低的地势的地方。
Jericho is very low compared to sea level.
所以由高的地方走去低的地方,由耶路撒冷出来,几乎都是要下去的了。
So from Jerusalem down to Jericho, you're actually going downward.
当中有很多的山路。
Now, there are many mountain roads.
躲了很多的强盗在那里。
Now, there are many robbers in those mountains.
所以圣经怎么说呢? 圣经说,这个人躲在强盗的手里面。
So this man actually went into the territory of the robbers.
搶他的東西,
so they stripped him.
將他打傷,
and beat him.
啊, 然後呢, 有一個祭司呢,
and then there is a priest that just happened to went by.
這個祭司一定是懂得律法的人,
so you know this priest would know the laws.
因為祭司是在聖殿裡面負責獻祭的。
So you know the priest is actually the person that preached in the church.
圣经这么记载,他看到,然后在这条路上走了。
So here in the Bible, this says that the priest actually saw the person got beaten, but he went the other way.
Okay. 第二个人来到,这个人是利未人。
The second person that came by was a Levite.
利未人呢,是负责帮助祭司献祭。
So Levi is a person that actually helped the priest in the church.
他看到,
but he's seen it.
他又都是用第二边来到走了去。
But he also did the same. He walked around.
有一个撒玛利亚人。
Then there is a Samaritan that came by.
撒玛利亚人是素来犹太人看不起的一个民族。
Samaritan is someone that the Jewish people that looked down on. They don't have too many communication with the Israelites.
圣经怎么记载啊?
So how did the Bible document this?
他说他看到,
he saw the man.
然后他动了慈心,
and then he had mercy and pity on the man.
他上前去帮助他,
he went up to help the person.
他首先用油和酒帮他疗伤,
he first poured the oil and wine on his wound.
然后呢, 就将这个人附上个驴仔那里,
and then he helped this person onto his own donkey.
然后带他去旅馆,
and then brought him to an inn.
还没完吧?
And this is not done yet.
然后他告诉他, 你来帮我照顾他, 如果他用了的钱, 我回头的时候我来帮助他。
So he asked the innkeeper to help this person. So even when I come back, if you have spent more money, I'll come back and reimburse you.
在这个第二轮的回合里面,
so in this second round of communication, we found something very special.
耶稣没回答到哪个是邻舍,
Jesus Christ did not really answer him that who is our neighbor.
如果你问我哪个是我邻舍,
so if you ask me who is my neighbor,
如果Eric住在我隔壁的话, 我就说Eric是我邻舍,
so if I live next door to Eric, then he would be my neighbor.
但是呢, 耶稣基督倒回头来问吧, 他说, 哪一个是Eric的邻舍?
So Jesus Christ actually turned around and asked him, who is the neighbor of Eric?
哪一个是那个被打被抢的人的邻舍呢?
So who is the neighbor to the man that got beaten?
同样没回答,
same thing, there was no direct answer.
但是抛出另一个问题,
and then he threw out another question.
给我们看到耶稣基督告诉我们, 有时候我们要去问哪个是我们的邻舍的时候, 你要想想我们自己的责任是什么?
So when Jesus Christ come and ask who is our neighbor, we really need to ask ourselves our own responsibility.
我们有没有时常去想想我是不是准备去做这个人的邻舍呢?
So have we prepared ourselves to be the neighbor of this person?
有人这样说,
someone have said this.
他说这个人问谁是我的邻舍, 他一定是希望耶稣基督开张清单出来。
So if this person, someone said that if this person is asking Jesus Christ that who is our neighbor, he's actually expecting Jesus Christ to give him a list of things.
Okay, 这个都是我们的邻舍,
so this one and that one is all my neighbors.
原来我们的邻舍, 耶稣基督没有将它规限了,
and Jesus Christ did not really generalize who our neighbor is.
问题就是说, 我们已经有没有准备好做他人的邻舍呢?
So have we really prepared ourselves to be that person's neighbor?
那个律法师答得很对, 他说, 就是那个帮助人那个人啦,
so the expert responded saying that the person that helped the person that got beaten is the neighbor.
你发觉这个犹太人, 甚至连讲这个撒玛利亚人都没讲, 他说就是这个人。
So even the priests and the Levites did not mention, but the expert in the law said that this person, the Good Samaritan, is the neighbor.
耶稣基督说, 是的,
so Jesus confirmed the answer, just go do it likewise.
你看英文有两个动词, 你去,
so in the English, it actually mentioned two words, action words, is go and do.
Go, 你不要停在那里啊,
so you go, don't stop there.
很多时候我们都是停在这里,
many times that we just stop in our head,
我们没有去做到,
and there is really no action.
啊, 真的很可惜啊,
and that's very regretful.
有很多时呢, 我们都知道有一些事, 但是我们没有去做,
sometimes we know there's something we must do, but we didn't do it.
究竟有些什么令到我去养成了一个习惯, 或者一个行为的呢?
So how do we build our mind to do it?
这个教育心理学家是这么说的, education psychologist.
There's an education psychologist said this.
Okay. 他说呢, 一个行为的养成呢, 首先呢, 有几个层次的,
so many, there are many levels that you need to build.
譬如怎样呢? 你首先要知道一件事啦,
so first you must know something.
你的情感要依附下去啦,
and your mind must go with it.
你要同意那个讲法啦,
and you must agree to the agreement.
但是当你同意的时候, 有时候你会遇到困难的,
so sometimes when you agree, you may still face obstacles.
所以呢, 未必一定可以坚持到下去的,
and sometimes you may not be able to continue on.
当你知道一样嘢
，when you know something，
然之后你情感认同到一样嘢
，when you know one thing and your attitude agrees to it，
然之后你反复嘅行出嚟
，and then you repeat it to do it，
成为你自己嘅行为
，and this becomes your attitude。
我见到大家好似有啲疑问咁啊
，I see that some of you may have questions。
我就举一个例子，我相信呢个例子咧会令大家更加明白你嘅行为系点样产生。
So I'll give you an example to, so you would understand how this is built.
相信大家女孩子们都买过化妆品哦。
I think all the girls here, most of you have purchased some makeups.
有一日你打开电视嘅时候咧，电视话俾你听呢一只嘅面霜好好噶，用咗你嘅皮肤会好光滑嘅。
So in the commercial that says that this facial cream is going to make your face very smooth.
呢一个嘅资料你知道咯噃
，and you know about this information。
你会唔会用呢
？Would you go use it？
于是乎咧，个画面一转转咗一个好漂亮女孩子嘅面孔喺度。
And then the screen changed to a girl that has a very nice, very red face。
然之后你用咗呢一个嘅 cream 嘅话咧，你个面孔就好似呢一个咁啊。
So if you use this cream, your face will be just as beautiful as this.
咁女孩子一睇到就，哇，系喎。
And the girls will say, "Wow, yes."
Okay. 於是乎咧，你就將呢一個嘅產品同呢個美麗嘅面孔咧，你嘅情感咧就產生咗認同啦。
So you will connect this makeup with this girl.
咁於是乎咧，你就會買個產品，變成咗你要用呢個產品嘅一個行為。
So this, you will go buy this facial cream, and this becomes your daily ritual.
男仔可能同女仔又唔一樣啦。
And the boys are maybe slightly different than the girls.
有人話咧，男仔睇手指甲係咁睇嘅，
So when basically someone said the boys will look at our fingernails like this, but the girls will look at their fingernails like this.
買波鞋又係咯噃。
So when you buy the sporting shoes.
Okay, 你睇到電視裏邊俾你有一個資料話有一對咁嘅鞋。
So when in the TV, if you see an ad about this shoes,
然之後揾你一個好崇拜嘅球星去著呢對鞋。
So if you ask a very famous sports athlete to wear the shoes,
於是乎你嘅情感就認同咗呢對鞋，你著咗就好似呢個球星嘅一樣。
So if the idea is if you wear this pair of shoes, it's going to be the same as this athlete.
養成咗你一個行為。
And it becomes your attitude.
好多時候都係咁樣嘅。
Many times it's like this.
我屋企有件家私。
In my house, I have a furniture.
呢件嘅家私就係嗰個跑步機。
This furniture is the treadmill.
你話有冇搞錯啊？嗰個跑步機點會叫成一件家私㗎
？Why would you call this treadmill a furniture?
買嘅時候咧，就因為醫生話俾我聽，我要做運動，我膽固醇好高。
When I bought this, because the doctor told me that I have a high cholesterol, so I need to exercise.
我知道，我头脑知道我要去做运动。
In my mind, I know I need to do the exercise.
于是千辛万苦买咗一部，唔知挤喺边度就挤喺客厅嗰度。
So through many shopping and a lot of time spent, I went to buy this treadmill.
星期三嚟嘅，星期三嗰日好努力咁去做。
So it arrived on Wednesday. I spent a lot of time in the treadmill on Wednesday.
因为呢，我知道呢样嘢，我情感亦都认同到呢样嘢。
Because I agreed to this thing, and also my mind also agreed to this.
但系日子过去啦。
As time goes on.
似乎有三个月我都冇用过啦。
And sometimes in 3 months I didn't even touch this.
因为做嘅时候要好花时间。
Because when you get on the treadmill, you need to spend time.
我冇一个意志力去克服我自己将呢个行动行出嚟。
I don't have the attitude that I could run on this treadmill every day.
知道冇行动。OK. 耶稣基督喺两个回答里边都系讲到要去做。
In the response of Jesus Christ, is both are saying, "Go do it."
嗰个重要就话唔好停留喺度，你要将你知道嘅去付诸行动。
Here it basically tells you that you have to go do it.
Okay.
得啦，你后边接。
五十五米，你知道要行五十五米。
So you know the speeding sign is 55.
你有冇超速呢
？Have you speed?
我担保你有，因为你会同我一样。
So I guarantee that you have also sped just like me.
因为可能我们头脑里面知道的事，我们未必一定在情感里面认同到。
So even though we understand we agree to this speed limit in our head, but we know we won't do it.
怎样会令我们情感认同到呢？
So how do we let our mind to agree to it?
Next slide, please. 当你拿了一张 ticket 的时候呢，你就会知道，哇，原来我过超速的时候呢，我是会有拿张 ticket 的。
So when you get a ticket, you know, yeah, if my mind doesn't agree to what I know, you'll get a ticket. This is the result of it.
个印象更加深刻的呢，可能是另外一张的幻灯。 Next, please.
So the next one is something could happen, just like this picture.
当你见到或者自己有交通意外的时候呢，你就会说，是的，我真的要去开车的时候呢，去限制我的速度，成为了我的行为。
So this becomes your daily life in your mind that you know the results if you don't follow the law, this could happen.
Next. 当你再次见到这个 sign 的时候呢，你就会很谨慎去开车。
So when you see the sign again, that you will pay careful attention to it.
所以一个行为的产生是需要我们在情感上面有一个认同。
So we have to agree to our mind.
你说我很喜欢读书啊。
You know, I love to study.
你读埋读埋咧，就喺个头脑嗰度嘅啫。
So after you study, all the information is all in your head.
你攞咗呢啲嘅资料之后啊
，After you obtain the information,
你嘅情感要去认同。
Your emotion, your mind needs to agree to it.
你行出嚟嘅时候，你可能有一啲嘅牺牲。
So as you go through it, there may be some sacrifices.
你有决心去有毅力去做。
That you must have the determination to go through it.
然之后变成你的行为。
And it becomes your actions, your behavior.
唔该，另外一张。
The next slide.
我哋睇到呢个耳熟能详嘅比喻里边。
So here we saw the parable about the Good Samaritan.
唔单止耶稣基督话俾律法师听，佢要去行，要去做。
Not only Jesus Christ told the expert in law that you must go do it.
你见到喺呢一度，你话嗰个祭司唔知道吗？佢知道啊，佢睇到啊。
So here, you know, the priest know he saw it too.
那个利未人不知道吗？他看到啊。
So the Levi, same thing, he saw it, but he didn't do it.
他有没有行动呢？
But did they do it?
唯有这个的撒玛利亚人。
Only the Good Samaritan.
他看到。
He saw it.
他动了慈心。
And he took pity on him.
他情感认同。
And his mind, his attitude agreed.
然后他去帮助。
And then he went to help the person.
他帮助他。
He went to help him.
在这里我们学到很多的东西。
From here we learn a lot.
在我们的教会里面，我们经常参加主日学。
In church that we, most of us attend the Sunday schools.
Next
slide.
究竟有没有我们真的去做呢？
If we really go do it.
在这个经文的最先的时候，耶稣基督说，这个律法师他回答一个问题，他就说，他说你要尽心尽性尽意尽力去爱主你的神。
So at the beginning, that the expert of law actually responded said that you must go love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
用这句说话套翻落去我哋头先呢个比喻嘅话，有啲咩意义呢？
So if we take this verse back into the story that we just talked about,
我哋尽心去学习。
That we must put all our mind to learn.
尽我们的意志去认同圣经里面所讲的说话。
And use our mind to agree to what Bible is saying.
当我们行出来有难处的时候，我们尽力去将它来行出来。
As we face difficulties, we still need to continue to go do it.
今个学期我在神学院里面呢 是读这个罗马书。
This semester in seminary, I'm actually studying the book of Romans.
我跟John一样，John又是读罗马书。
Reverend John Maxim is also studying the same book.
在罗马书的第一、二、三章的里面呢，讲到呢，其实是犹太人和这个外邦人同样是需要这个的称义，需要这个恩典。
So in Book of Romans, chapter 1, 2, 3, basically talk about the Israelites as well as,
外邦人 Gentiles.
And the Gentiles, they both need God's gospel.
但是呢，犹太人就说了，我们有律法。
But Israelites say that we have the laws.
我们有这个割礼的证明。
And we also have the witness of the circumcision.
耶稣基督怎么跟,保罗怎么说呢?
So what did Paul tell them?
究竟你是听律法的,还是你去行律法的呢?
So are you really just listening to the laws, or are you doing the law?
我很高兴主席为我们今天预备了那个回应的经文。
I give thanks to the worship leader that we have the chance to do the responsive reading.
那段经文说到,如果你见到有人需要的,你究竟是在舌头和言语上去爱他,还是你真的付诸行动去爱他呢?
So in the responsive hymn saying that when someone needs help, do we just use our mouth to say that we need the help, or do we put it in action?
以前我的老师曾经给过一句这样的说话给我。
There was a teacher of mine that gave me this saying.
他说,一首的诗歌,你不唱出来的话,那首永远不是一首的诗歌。
In a hymn, if you don't sing it out, it's not a hymn.
一首的诗歌,直至你唱出来的时候,那首才是诗歌。
The hymn is only a hymn when you sing it out.
这里有很多的诗歌。
In this book, there are many hymns.
有很多的乐谱。
And there are many lyrics.
但是你不将它唱出来的话,它仍然不是一首诗歌,只是一堆的黑字印在白纸上面。
So if you don't sing out these hymns, they are just a black text on a white piece of paper.
我们人生也都好像这本诗歌一样。
Our life is just like this book of hymns.
我们有很多神的话语在我们的里面。
We have many God's words in our mind.
如果我们不将它人生,将它行出来的话,
then if we don't put it in actions,
这本只是黑纸白纸的书印在你的头脑里面而已。
It's only a book with black text on paper in our head.
Next. 所以耶稣基督说,
So Jesus told,
你要去做,
You must go do.
但愿我们听到耶稣基督这段的话语里面,
As we heard what Jesus Christ was saying in this verses,
不单只是记得那个比喻,
Not only you remember the parable,
你要记得你知道了很多的事,
you know that you know a lot of things.
不可叫人小看你年轻, 不要叫人小看你是很小的。
Don't let people that think that you're still young.
总要在言语、行为、信心、爱心上,
Now, in our language, in our words, in our minds, in our action,
都要作信徒的榜样。
We must be the examples of the disciples.
我有一个朋友,
I have a friend.
他从纽西兰来,
He came from New Zealand.
他住在我们家,
He lives in our house.
我很多时跟他讲话的时候,
Many times when I talk to him,
他第一句的回应就是说, I know.
The first response he would tell me is, I know.
有没有去做呢?
Did you go do it?
从此以后,他的花名我们就叫他做, I know.
So he has a nickname, is I know.
我跟我太太说, I know 何时来啊, 我太太就会知道那个I know是代表谁。
So when I ask Winnie, when is that person I know comes, she knows which person I'm talking about.
各位,那个律法师问了问题。
So the expert of law asked this question.
你有没有问题要问呢?
Do you have any question that you want to ask?
你有没有想想自己有没有站在帮助做人别人的邻舍那个地位上面呢?
So are you also in the same situation that you're a good Samaritan to help your neighbor?
我们愿意我们一起来学习。
We ask that we hope that we can all learn together.
在圣灵的引导底下,
through the leadership of Holy Spirit,
我们可以去行出主耶稣要我们行出来。
We can go do what Jesus Christ asked us to do.
让人看到我们不只是一本的诗歌或者一本的圣经。
Let's not be ourselves, just be a Bible or a book of hymn.
让我们的行为,让我们的爱心可以让人见到,耶稣基督就是这样。
Let our actions to the other people to see that Jesus Christ.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's all pray together.
亲爱的天父,
Our Holy Father,
我们感谢你,
We give thanks.
因为你给圣经的话语我们,
Because that you give the words through the Bible to us.
你时时都勉励我们每一个人,
You continue to talk to us.
来到你自己的面前来到反省,
So we can come before you to examine ourselves.
主啊, 今天你跟我们再讲说话的时候, 我们究竟是不是知道很多而没有去行呢?
Lord, we give thanks that you ask us that we know a lot of things, but have we actually put it in action?
主啊，求你饶恕。
Lord, please shake the tree.
求你饶恕我哋自己嘅软弱。
Please shake our weaknesses.
愿我哋今天开始，我哋可以尽心去认识你。
Lord, please from today on, let's use our mind to really understand you.
去尽意去跟随你自己，服从你自己。
And to follow you with us all.
愿意尽力去克服一啲嘅困难
，and to overcome all the obstacles，
爱主爱人嚟到做见证
，and love you and love man to be our testimony。
感谢你
，we give thanks。
奉主耶稣基督嘅名
，we pray in Jesus' name。
阿门
，amen。